Now it's time to find out what's growing in Ganem's garden. Here's Lee Ganem, that garden guy, from Ganem's Garden Center, Kings Highway Cutoff, Fairfield, on WICC 600.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are we doing today?
We're doing just wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, first, I think we should wish all our veterans out there, past and present, for serving our country and keeping us safe, and a happy Veterans Day to all those folks out there.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be the same people without those folks serving in the military. We were going to talk a little about fertilizer, what you can do this time of the year, and there's actually a new fertilizer law mandate in Connecticut. You cannot apply fertilizers with phosphates, which would be the middle number, mm-hmm. in a fertilizer analysis after November 15th and before March 1. The understanding is adding too much phosphorus, having to sit on frozen ground, is not good for the plants or the lawn, and
okay.
It just runs off into the waterways, and this is where we have all that clogging stuff going on in the waterways. So we are selling phosphate-free, or what they call zero-phosphate fertilizer. Most of our winter fertilizers are like an IV there. They have IBDU, which is a complex nitrogen essential mm-hmm. Distribution, which it just drips over the winter time over a 14- to 6-week period, and it keeps everything nice and healthy all winter long. The other thing we should talk about, and most people that do any fertilization understand macronutrients, which are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. We need to talk about micronutrients. And micronutrients are something that we've been looking to have for many years. They're very essential to the plant growth in addition to macronutrients. And basically in the off-season or the cold season, the dormant season, is when they're most important mm-hmm. because they add a lot of the essential materials that you don't get in a normal fertilizer. You will pass some micronutrients in regular fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or any of those liquid fertilizers, but basically the better portion of the world doesn't have all of that essential micronutrients. We found a wonderful product called Azomite, and people can go to azomite.com and look it up, but I'll give you a little synopsis on how Azomite came around. This was a volcanic eruption that happened 30 billion years ago in Utah. It's just about 100 miles south of Salt Lake. So therefore, we know that there was salt water somewhere around there. This volcanic eruption came out of the ground. They call it a hogback, and they found that they can mine this material. It has 69 to 70 micronutrients.
Wow.
Now, we probably don't need all those micronutrients, but I'll tell you, the research that I've seen on this material is just absolutely phenomenal. Production of, say, tomatoes, and especially in third world countries, essentially, it doubles the size of sugar cane. It makes rice grow like nuts. It actually makes things taste better, too. So these are things that we should normally talk about these in the spring for our vegetable plants. We can also talk about using them around any type of plants around your house plants, fruiting plants, any type of plants, hanging baskets. And it's completely organic. It's OMRI, which is the Organic Material Review Institute approval. So for organic gardeners, this is what you need. If you're still planting garlic, you can put this under garlic, and the garlic production doubles. So, you know, the research on it is just absolutely phenomenal. It's something that it's a must-have.
Wow.
Fertilizing this time of the year, again, I would prefer that people use micronutrients. Not everybody pushes micronutrients. I think they're essential instead of using macro, because macro tend to dissipate into the soil. They're worthless to the plants this time of the year. And we have a lot of folks that want to fertilize trees and shrubs, and we're trying to gear them away from it. The only other thing you might want to apply on evergreens and stuff would be like some sort of iron derivative or supplement. That will also green up things over the winter time too. The other thing we can do, and we need to think about, if you have fruit trees or if you have rose bushes or any type of deciduous shrubs or even evergreen shrubs, you can use what's called lime sulfur mix. Lime sulfur, again, a completely organic spray that you put on. We normally recommend on fruit trees, if you have fruit trees, it keeps a lot of the insects, believe it or not, they suffocate them with the oil. Mm-hmm. And then the lime and sulfur kick in as a fungicide. So if you had a problem, say, with peach leaf curl, this is the time to do it. We recommend an application in November. On a warm day above 50, mm-hmm. let it dry. Again, in January, when we get that January thaw, and then one more time in March before the season starts or dormant season starts. Another thing we can talk about is cautioning people mulching anything, mulching a lot of your perennial beds and stuff like that. The recommendation is wait till the ground is completely frozen before you put the mulch on. We want to hold the cold in the soil. We don't want to hold the warmth in the soil. The plants will do much better. If you have some of those raggy butterfly plants and some of the large rose bushes, cut them in half. Mm-hmm. Don't whack them way back until the springtime. You have plenty of time to readjust them for the spring. But if they're going to get kind of raggedy over the winter and you're afraid there's going to be a snow load on them, do cut them back part way. The other thing you could do is support your arborvitaes. Arborvitae seems to take a big hit when you get heavy snowfall. Now, we're not going to get 38-inch storms again, I hope.
But let's hope not.
If it comes, I mean, you better be ready. And, you know, prevention is better than trying to cure it. So on a last note, we are proud to announce, well, this is our second year, actually. Al's Angels in Fairfield, is we are the official, one of the official drop-off points for homeless children, gifts for homeless children. We need unwrapped Christmas presents. They could drop them off at any time while we're open. And Al is a wonderful man from our area that just distributes all these toys to underprivileged people. And a lot of food, too. This guy is just he really is an angel. So we are proud to be one of the drop-off points for him.
All right. So the drop-off point, 320 Kings Highway cutoff, Fairfield, Ganem's Garden Center. And that's great. Drop off an unwrapped toy for a child. And that's going all the way till probably like the week before Christmas.
Probably, yeah. As long as we keep getting them in. We got a big load this week, so we hope it continues on. People seem to be much more generous this year.
Sounds good. Lee Ganem, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Tommy.
Another informational Sunday morning, and there you go. Lee will be back next Sunday. Have yourself a great week, Lee.
You too, Tommy.
All righty.
WICC.